USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden's student debt relief plan has been struck down by the Supreme Court. Experts say this will have an impact on the economy because borrowers will soon have to start paying back the loans they signed to pay back.
That's money that's going to the student loans and not food or clothing or entertainment or whatever else they might be spending that money on.
Texas State University finance professor Bill Chittenden says we're talking about big bucks. An estimated 43 million Americans owe around $1.6 trillion in debt. Payments will be due starting in October.
It is a huge victory because it brings clarity to an area that was muddled and confused.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley there speaking regarding the Supreme Court ruling that a web designer can refuse work on same-sex wedding announcements. The court ruling the First Amendment entitles a business to refuse to do work for a same-sex couple. We're learning more about a Chinese spy balloon that took to the skies this spring.
The Pentagon says the infamous Chinese spy balloon did not collect any intelligence data during a flight over the U.S. earlier this year. The Defense Department announced that the balloon did not gather any data as it flew over the country for most of a week in February. The military shot down the balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Lance Pry, USA News.
First Lady Jill Biden is in South Carolina today to speak to Marine graduates at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in Parris Island. The First Lady expressing her gratitude for the Marines and their courage.
The choice to serve your country, the choice each of you has made, is a sacred one. One of sacrifice and selflessness. One of pride and patriotism. Thank you.
This is USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Just how much will that 4th of July cookout cost? Correspondent Bree Tennis has the details.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says the average cost for the 4th of July cookout this year for 10 will run $67.73. That's down 3% from last year. Now, that price is based on burgers and hot dogs. It'll cost you more if you're cooking ribs or steak, even more if you drink alcohol. Capital Shopping says Americans spend $7.7 billion on food for the 4th and $3.9 billion on booze, mostly beer. And one in three Americans will buy a new American flag for the 4th of July. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom wouldn't answer in a recent interview if he'd run against President Biden for the Democratic nominee in 2024. Florida Republican Governor and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it's time for Governor Newsom to decide if he's running against President Biden.
Stop messing around on the sidelines. Like, either do it or not. Like, are you going to take on Joe? If so, step into the ring and do it. And so I think he's kind of maneuvering in the background. But, you know, that would be interesting to see if Biden doesn't ultimately make it.
NASCAR drivers are heading to the streets of Chicago this weekend for the Grant Park 220. Green flag of the race set for 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.